According to Planet Bluegrass's Grace Barrett, Larry and Joe performed at Rocky Grass last year and were a major hit. And the duo was just featured on a PBS special with Dual Hill, which is a great watch. Larry and Joe is the duo of Europa maestro Larry Bayorin and Grammy-nominated bluegrass and old-time star Joe Troop. Their engaging bilingual, that's Spanish and English program, features a unique combination of Appalachian and Venezuelan sounds. The set also includes storytelling, humor, sing-alongs, and dancing. In short, Larry and Joe is a very good time. Larry and Joe opened the show at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival on Friday morning. The duo is also leading a workshop Thursday afternoon in Elks Park. This is Susan Zebrock, Telluride Inside and Out, delighted to be speaking with one half of the Latin Grass duo, Joe of Larry and Joe fame. Joe, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me on, Susan. It's my pleasure.
My pleasure. Yeah, mine too. Let's talk in the beginning. How did you and Larry come together? Where and when did you meet?
Larry and I met at a residency that I was doing in Durham, North Carolina. There's sort of a long backstory I'll try to make short. I was touring the United States, doing national touring with a band called Jay Apalache prior to the pandemic. But the pandemic put a wrench in our plans and it became impossible to keep touring with that band here. So I shifted gears and started working in immigration advocacy, particularly with migrant seekers at the Mexican border. And then through the grapevine, a friend who realized I was both a musician and an activist working with migrants said, you ought to know about this asylum seeker musical genius that wound up in Raleigh, North Carolina, and is working construction. And that's how I first heard about Larry. And I saw videos of him, and after I picked my jaw up off the floor, I gave him a call and said, hey, man, you want to participate in this residency I'm doing in Durham? And he said, yeah, sure. And then sparks flew. We had an immediate connection, and the rest is history. That was 2.5 years ago, and now we're full-time on the road.
Congratulations. That's a great story. Could you share a bit about Larry's background? What about
sure,
his sound, music, you know, whatever grabbed your attention?
Yeah, Larry is like a Latin American folk music encyclopedia. And he has specialized in música llanera, which is the plains music shared between Venezuela and Colombia, where they play the beautiful 33-string harp, the arpa llanera. That would be, in his opinion, his forte. But he's also an incredible salsa bassist. He plays other styles of music like joropo oriental and gaita and many other styles from Venezuela. He's dabbled in all kinds of mariachi music and other Afro-Caribbean diaspora musics from, you know, northern South America and across the Spanish-speaking Caribbean. So this guy just is, he lives and breathes music, and he always has. But then his country disintegrated into a dystopian horror story, and he was forced into migration, and his family, and he moved to Raleigh, North Carolina 8 years ago, and he had to hang up his musical dreams and was working in construction when I met him. For 6.5 years, he was lifting cinder blocks for a retaining wall company, and, you know, he was duking it out for his family, but he was pretty demoralized. And then when we started playing, he realized that the traditional music community here in the United States, not only were they huge advocates of what we were exploring, but they were just in love with him. So Larry got a very quick dose of fan admiration. And I think over the past couple of years, he's realized, yeah, we can make a run at this. So that's to make a long story short. And together, what we do is sort of a continuation of what I've been doing in my career, which is incorporating, you know, on my bluegrass instruments. I'm a multi-instrumentalist, so is Larry. We both play a slew of instruments in our traveling road show. But we are, in my case, I'm a, you know, Appalachian musician incorporating music from Latin America and studying it through my own lens as best I can, then he is doing the same thing, but from the inverse perspective.
Okay, thank you. Who would you say are your musical mentors?
Well, my musical mentors, first and foremost, were the teachers that I studied with throughout my childhood and early adulthood. I had many, many great banjo teachers: Jody King, Craig Smith, Gary Chilton, Rex McGee, just to name a few. I also studied fiddle with a whole slew of people across the world, because I've lived 14 years outside of the United States, and I got mm-hmm. to study with a ton of beautiful, amazing violinists and fiddlers. And then Larry has had a similar experience. He's a disciple of a great llanera harpist named Urbino Ruiz. Mm-hmm. But he also has, shared the bandstand with hundreds of people. I mean, we've both been doing this since we were children. And that's kind of all we've ever done. We both had, Larry was in construction, and I've done, translation and interpretation gigs and that kind of thing. But music's always been both of our focus, and we've just kind of been gigging musicians since we were teenagers. And, we stuck at it, and 25 years into this, we met each other, and now we're kind of perfect for one another, because we're both singers and multi-instrumentalists, so we can sort of just do everything, scratch every itch we want to in this duo, and have a blast.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. So what instruments are you two using to create your unique Latin grass sound, and how would you sum up Larry and Joe's sound?
Sure. Well, I play the bluegrass banjo, the fiddle, and the guitar, playing OM, flat picking. And I sing, and Larry also sings, and he plays the llanera harp, he plays the cuatro, he plays the maracas, and he plays the electric upright salsa baby bass. So that's what we've got, because that's all that fits in the van, and mm-hmm. we have half a mind to incorporate more, but it's already such a tech nightmare as is that we've had to put the restraints on what we'd like to do. But Larry and Joe is it's something that would come out of the contemporary South. Our first album is called Nuevo South Train. And mm-hmm. we identify as the Nuevo South, the new South, the mix of cultures, which is North Carolina right now. We very much mm-hmm. come out of that. We're meeting at a place in time, which is, leading to migration across the planet by, millions of people who have been displaced by mm-hmm. all kinds of situations, from climate change to political upheaval. And we're just another story within all of that, but we like to feel like we have sort of organically grown out of the synthesis of our two lives. I lived most of my adult life in Latin America, and kind of wound back up in my home state of North Carolina during the pandemic. Larry lived his entire life in Venezuela until he migrated to the United States 8 years ago, and now what we do is we like to think of ourselves as a joy machine. We bring our healing music and our storytelling and our dance parties nationwide, get people moving, get them thinking, get them crying, get them laughing, and all of those are expressions of joy, in our opinion. So that's kind of what we're going for. We want to just spread the simple message of unity through art and music, and oftentimes people take something away from that. So that's what we are.
That kind of answers the question that I was going to ask about what Festivarians can expect from Larry and Joe. I think you've already answered that one. So Joe, would you share something of your backstory by describing your path to becoming a professional musician?
Yeah, well, I just, man, I owe it to my older brother, Josh. He was a college student when I was still in middle school, and he would often come and pick me up in Winston-Salem, my hometown, and he'd drive me up to Boone, North Carolina, where he was in college. And then one time, on the side of the road, old 421, before it was a big old paved highway, it was just a little windy road, and there was this sort of greasy spoon on the side of the road, and he saw the, you wouldn't call it a marquee, it was just a little sign that said live music tonight, Doc Watson and friends. And he said, oh, Joe, you're gonna like this. So he took, you know, little 14 year old me into this restaurant, and I sat literally right in front of Doc and his family members, and I just had this sort of outer body experience. I was completely mesmerized. I didn't know what on earth I had just seen. That was my first major exposure to Appalachian string band music, and I knew immediately that that was my life path. I even think I expressed that, but I didn't even play string instruments. So I, you know, by the next summer, I had all of them, and I was just been doing the same thing for the last 26 years, I guess.
Great, great answer. What are you most excited about performing at Telluride Bluegrass?
Oh, we're dropping a new single on Friday at Telluride, and it's one I think everyone can relate to, especially in the western states. Running from the Weather is what it's called, and it's something that I'm excited for audiences to hear, and we just made the decision to release it at Telluride, so I'm excited about that, though it's very difficult on the banjo, so I'm hoping that the I don't get the heebie-jeebies in front of that big crowd and mess it all up, but I'm going to try my best.
Thank you so much. This has been Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with one half of the Latin Grass duo, Joe, of Larry and Joe fame. Again, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Susan. It was a great amount of fun.
Thank you.